Blog Talk Radio. Hello and welcome to another Sunday, a morning that the Lord has blessed us to see and to be a part of. I praise God, I praise God, I praise God, and I praise Him again. I thank Him for giving us this opportunity to not only see His mercies new every morning, that is so much more than we could ever, you know, fathom or think or even conceive in our hearts or imagine the gift that that is. I thank God for salvation. I thank Him for our families, our friends. I thank Him for the things that He's blessed us with, things that He's caused us and required us and called us to be a blessing in and to those people, those situations that He's allowed us to be a blessing and be vehicles of His many, many blessings. And I thank God for that. So welcome again to Let's Talk with Smile 3. And I will begin with prayer. A matter of fact, I said I, so just in case you don't know my voice or this is your first time listening in, this is Cecilia. And I will start off with prayer. Father God, we glorify You. We magnify You, God. We look to the hills for which cometh our help, for our help comes from the Lord. We thank You for the help, God. We thank You for even reminding us of our foundational scripture, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So, God, we thank You for the addition. We thank You for Your multiplication. We even thank You for the subtraction. We thank You for Your arithmetic, Your mathematics, and the way that You do things, God. For one can chase 1,000, but two can put 10,000 to chase. And in worldly mathematics, that just doesn't make sense. But in the mathematics that You give us, Lord, it's awesome. It's miraculous. It's reminding us that with the Lord on our side, that's more than anything. So we thank You for being on our side. We thank You for loving us unconditionally. We thank You for teaching us about Your agape love. We thank You, God, for teaching us about love, for You are love. God, we thank You for Your angels of protection that have been encamped all around us every day of our lives. Last night, this morning, God, You've protected us. You've covered us. God, You've loved us, and we thank You for Your love. God, when we think of love, many times we may think of worldly expressions of love. We may think of our parents. We may even think of our so-called friends. But God, You are love. Everything about You is love. There is nothing and no one that can be an example or a better example than love than You. You poured out Your salvation plan for each and every one of us, not because we were so good and we deserved it, but because You are love. You sent Your only begotten Son to save each and every one of us because of Your love. Thank You for loving us. Thank You for teaching us about Your love, God. We can never love or even understand love the way we need to without understanding the way You love us. Love for many is conditional. It's connected to this condition and that condition. I love you if, I love you but, I love you this way, I love you that way. I'll keep loving you if you do this, I'll keep loving you if you do that. But God, we thank You for Your love. For Your love is without condition. Your love is better than a contract. For man can break a contract, but God, even when you correct us, even when you direct us, even when you require us to repent, and even when you require us to change, even when you do all that you do, God, your love is still unconditional. So we thank you for your love. We thank you that we know that when we wake up in the morning, that your love is there. It's unconditional, because if it wasn't for your love, we wouldn't have woke up this morning. If it wasn't for your love, we would not have seen the miraculous of God. So we thank you for the miraculous of God. We thank you for the authority that you've given us in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the power that you've given us through the name of Jesus. We thank you for everything that you've given us through the life, the birth, the death, the resurrection, the ministry of Jesus Christ. We know that if it had not been for the Lord on our side, that we would be lost. And God, we don't wish to be lost. God, we not only want to be with you, we want to be an example that is shown before man of your love and of your greatness and of your mercy, God. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your loving kindness. Thank you for you've shown us what it really, really, really means to be unwavering, for your love is unwavering. When you told us to go to the right and we went to the left, when you told us to go to the right and we went backwards, when you told us to go to the right and we went forward, when you told us to go here and to do that, you still loved us. When we've been that stiff-necked generation that has done everything contrary to what you told us to do, God, you still loved us. And we love you for that, God. Thank you for teaching us not to fear what man could do, but to fear what you could do, God. For you control heaven, and you control what and who will go to hell. Not because of you don't love us, but because of the choices that we've decided to make in rejecting your love and rejecting you. So, God, we thank you for your love. We thank you for teaching us to reverence you and to revere you. For we know that your word reminds us that the beginning of understanding and wisdom is the fear of God. So, God, we thank you for teaching us about your love, for teaching us about your mercy, for teaching us about your salvation plan, for teaching us how to worship you in spirit and in truth. Thank you for teaching us to be teachable. Thank you for teaching us to love and to be lovable. Thank you, God, for your mathematics, your addition plan, your multiplication plan, your subtraction plan. God, we thank you, and we thank you, and we thank you again. We love you on today, God. Teach us how to love you every minute, every second, every millisecond, every moment of our lives. Teach us how to love you, and how when people see us, they see the love, the grace, and the mercy, and the salvation of God. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. So I'm going to, at this time, see what Minister Sheila has for us, and then we'll come back. If she wants to pray some more, we'll pray some more, because you can never pray too much. If she wants to talk about something, if she wants to pray for people, if she wants to encourage, whatever the Lord has given her, and then I'll come back. So we love you on today. Again, this is Smile 3E. Let's talk. Minister Sheila? Minister Sheila, is your line open?
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Forgive me, forgive me, forgive me, and excuse me. Been late, been absent. being disobedient, Lord, but I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you, and hallelujah. Jesus, I thank you. I thank you, and I thank you. And so far, so you let Dr. Cecilia Kaiser just say, you can't thank my mouth. I say it daily, you can't thank the love. I say, I'll be at work, nowhere, no matter where I be, you can't thank God enough. You can't thank him or praise him enough, because for yet again, I am here another day. So many of us take these days for granted. So many of us take these days and say, if it wasn't for me, me, don't know nothing. If it wasn't for me, I wouldn't be here, because it was the blessing, the grace, the love, the true Father, God, our Father, and the Son, Christ, Lord Jesus, for blessing and granting and having mercy on us for another day. If it wasn't for me, maybe I would have more knowledge, more love, more caring and understanding and knowledge of God, our Father, and the Son, Lord Christ Jesus. A lot of people need to realize me can hurt you if you're not in love and in thought and in nutritionist knowledge, information of the right one to serve. That word me can hurt you, deceive you, misinform you, if you're not understanding the knowledge of the right one and the right Father with the right Son. I wake up constantly in the morning and I say, Lord, I thank you and I thank you. Not only am I going to thank you for me, I'm going to thank you for each and every one in this world that you have blessed. I'm going to thank you for each and every one that I come in contact with, that you have blessed them. You have saved them. You have honored us to understand where we going to have a blessing of good thought, of good encouragement, of good knowledge, of love to help and honor each other among you, and not trying to hurt, harm, or encourage another to be against you. I thank God every day. I pray to God, our Father, and the Son, Christ Jesus, to cover and bless me in the blood of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. To carry me through this storm, to carry us all through this ugliness that this world have out here upon us, that these devils and these demons that's trying to break your faith, the illnesses, the finance, even the government, they all have so many demons, so many devils, so many ways to hurt, to harm you, to break your concentration, to break your knowledge, to break your hope, your faith of the God that I serve. No matter what you're going through, it's not going to be easy. We are all under a test. This is the study time to break your faith among the Father. It's the biggest failure you can all ever have, no matter what you're going through. God has the answer.
no matter what I'm going through. I just say, Lord, I thank you. God, I thank you. But whatever the answer is you have for me, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. My life from my head to my toe is in the hands of our Father, God, along with His Son, Lord Jesus Christ. I ask that you bless and cover us all that are going through situations, health-wise, finance-wise, job-wise, however it is. Don't break your faith. Don't stop your prayer. Don't. That's the test that the devil is hoping to get you to fail. No matter what you're going through, no matter what I'm going through, I say, God, I thank you. I thank you, and I thank you. Losing my sight. But if God is saying I'll be in darkness, I say, Lord, I thank you. He can correct my sight. I know he can, but he knows what's best for me. Nothing I can say but thank you. No matter how it is, I know he has his blessing for me. I know he's going to let me see right again. I know he's going to show me the way. He's going to help me along this line. He's going to help each and every one of us. We just have to keep the faith and keep praying and never, never stop praying. Thank you. He knows what's best, no matter what your outcome you might want. His is always the best. Never give up. Never break your faith. Never stop your praying. No matter what happened on Monday, it's still Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and ain't nothing changed. Did you change? How long did it take you to change your procedure, your process, your situation before you told God yes? Yes. Yes. I am yours. How long was it before your procedures of the evil and the devilish of the devil end? How long? Don't give up on nothing without thinking. God never has never given up on us. Even through the wrongness we was doing, and we knew it was wrong, yet God woke us up. God gave us a chance for another day. God gave us another day that I call another first day. Each day you wake up, you say, thank you, God, because I have another day. I'm born into another day. I'm asking and I'm praying and I'm asking everyone, don't break the faith. Don't break your praying. Don't give up. He hasn't given up on you. You pray on Monday, you want it Wednesday, it's not here. There's no reason to stop. He knows when the time is best. He knows what is best. He knows how it is and when the best time it is. And all I have to say, never, never think because of what the devil can show you. Hell, Monday might bloom by Wednesday. It can be for damnation by Wednesday night. It might grow for a while, but all the hurt, the pain, the ugliness, it will be bringing upon others. Is it really worth it? There's always a saying. They say it, they saying it, and saying it, and saying it for years. Do unto others as you want them to do unto you. I'm going to thank God for you. I'm going to pray for you. I just need everyone to understand. Don't only pray for yourself. Pray for your families. Pray for other families. Pray for just say, people over in Australia. You don't know who they are. But just say, Lord, I'm praying for other countries, other part of the world, all over North America, South America, it's anywhere. There are life. You need to pray for more than just self. And all I want to say is thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you for each and all that's listening to me. And I want to ask for all your prayers for the procedure that I'm going through Wednesday, that I should see and see and see again. But I know through God's will, in the blood of his son, Christ Jesus, I will see how he say I should see. And I'm going to thank him and thank him and thank him. Because the devil is not going to break my faith. I thank you and I thank you and I thank you. And I'm turning it back over into the hands Apostle Elect, Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, and thank you.
Praise God. I thank you, Minister Sheila, for reminding us about how important it is not to take things for granted, how to pray for one another, how to truly love one another, and how to truly be sold out to God, so that when situations and circumstances come our way, that we don't get dismayed and change our minds and our hearts about our profession of faith towards God. You know, a songwriter wrote a song that said, in the morning when I rise, in the morning when I rise, I want to rise holy. When I rise, I want to rise holy. When I rise, in the morning when I rise, in the morning when I rise, I want to see Jesus. When I rise, I want to see Jesus. When I rise, in the morning when I rise, in the morning when I rise. Then another song wrote a song that said, I need thee, oh Lord, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. And then another songwriter wrote a song that says, I love you, I love you, I love you, Lord, today, because you cared for me in such a special way. That's why I praise you, I lift you up, and I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. And then another songwriter wrote a song that simply says, yes, 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 Lord. Yes, 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 Lord. My soul says, yes, 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 Lord. Yes, 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 Lord. You may say, why does she share those melodies with us? Because sometimes in life, all we can do is sing. The cares of life can weigh you down if you let them. And so all you can do is sing. There are some times that all you can do is pray. You pray the word of God. You wait for the manifestation of the word of God to be made plain and clear in your lives. But Minister Sheila was talking about how she's going to have a surgery to try to restore her eyesight. And many people, you know, you hear them and they're praying for their loved ones to recover from cancer. And yes, cancer is something that many people are fighting with. You have others that are praying for blood disorders, and you have others that are praying for digestive system and reproductive system disorders. You have some that are praying for cardiovascular system disorders. You have others that are praying for central nervous system disorders. You have others that are praying for about skin disorders. You have others that are praying for musculoskeletal disorders. But the point is, when we pray, we know that God is going to answer, and he's going to answer in his time, in his way. We know that many of the afflictions are the righteous, but God will deliver you out of them all. Now, one of the caveats to it is that sometimes God's deliverance isn't what we expect it to be on this side of heaven. You know, whether it was blind Bartimaeus, or whether it was Joseph in the pit to the palace, or whether it was David caught in adultery that was later restored by God, or whether it was Saul before he became Paul, or whether it was Peter when he denied Christ three times, or whether it was when Jesus came into the room and he prayed for someone and they were delivered and they were set free, or whether it was when Jesus wept and he went to Lazarus' tomb and he arose again. He was alive again. The importance of thanksgiving, as Minister Sheila was talking about, how she prays when she wakes up in the morning and she prays for others, even when we're praying. Sometimes you may be praying and it seems like the answer isn't coming. Well, in that time of doubt, in that time of discouragement, in that time when it seems like you need to lean not to your own understanding, but in all your ways to acknowledge God, even in that time when you know that the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy, but I have come, talking about God, has come that I might have eternal life. So now that Jesus came so that each and every one of us would have eternal life, we have to remember that the word of God shall not return unto him void, but it shall accomplish that for which he sent it. So as we remember that, we also must remember that the perfecting of those things concerning me, concerning us, in accordance to God's word in the book of Proverbs and Psalms, he lets us know, the Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. Thy mercy, O Lord, endureth forever. Forsake not the works of thine own hands. He teaches us to trust him. He teaches us to seek and to knock and to know that God's word has already declared that I love those who love me, and those who seek me diligently will find me. Take a moment to just close your eyes for a moment and think. You may remember where everything is in the house, and you can walk around, and you can move around, and you can get around. Your eyes are closed. There may be light in the room. There may be darkness in the room. But guess what? When you open your eyes, you can see what's in the room. Minister Sheila was talking to us about how spotty her vision may be and how she may not be able to see things as clearly as she once did. Many of us must realize that there's things going on in our lives that may not be causing you to physically be unable to see, but what's going on in your life is causing you to spiritually be unable to see. What are those things that's going on in your lives that you're saying, God, not only do I need you to forgive me, I need you to help me. I need you to remind me that he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge, my fortress, my God, in him I will trust. Surely he shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. He shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and your buckler. 1,000 may fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near. Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked. See, that seeing the reward of the wicked, many of us have taken it for granted because God has been fighting so many battles for us until sometimes the current battle may make you forget about the past battles that you've already won. We need to pray for one another. We need to remember that we have the keys to bind and to loose. St. Matthew 16 and 19 says, I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. What are we loosing? What are we bounding? What are we saying out of our mouths? Are we saying that we're people that serve a limitless God, a holy God, an all-consuming God? Are we saying that we know without a shadow of a doubt that the God that we serve obliterates and annihilates insecurities, anxieties? Are we saying that we know without a shadow of a doubt that God's favor on our job, in our classroom, in our finances, in our legacies, in our generations will manifest on this side of heaven? Are we saying, God, we're going to seek you. We're going to search you out. We're going to surrender. We lift up our hands. We bow down before you, God. We surrender unto you, Father God. Are we saying, according to Acts 5 and 29, God, I'd rather obey you, God, rather than man, any day? Are we saying, God, we know that we must worship you in spirit and truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship him, for they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth? Are we saying, God, we know that your word is powerful than a two-edged sword? Are we saying, God, we know that your word is a fire, it's like a hammer that breaketh the rocks into pieces? Are we saying, God, not my will, but your will be done? Are we saying, be it unto me, God, according to thine word? Are we saying, God, we're asking you for your wisdom? For your word reminds us in Proverbs 3 and 13 that happy is the man that findeth wisdom. Are we saying to you, God, that we know that you are the source of wisdom? Are we saying that we know that according to James 1 and 5, that if any man lack wisdom, let him ask, And God, you will give it. You will give it to all men liberally, unbraideth, and it shall be given to him. So we thank you for your word. We thank you for your wisdom. We thank you for reminding us that you're our Father, and we're to come to you with our cares. We're to lay our anxieties and our worries on the gift of the altar. Because that is a gift that God gave us, the altar, that we can bring our cares and lay them at the altar. Many people are laying their cares and their anxieties on this person or that person. It's like that book about the people that walk around and they give you their worries. They put the monkey on your back and then they walk away. But see, those monkeys will come right back again. Or now they've become an anxiety and a worry for someone else. But when we remember the gift of the altar of God, don't forget, it tells us if you have an ought or if your brother or sister has an ought against you, to go and get it right and then come back to the altar and put your gift on the altar. We know the importance of forgiveness. We know the importance of not walking in offense. We know that God gives us his inheritance because of we've been engrafted as his sons and daughters. We know that God gives us new wine, that we must put in new wineskins. We know that God sent us his great Redeemer, Jesus Christ, and we're thankful. We know that God sent us the Comforter because he did not want us to be comfortless. We know that God teaches us to pray. And we thank God for him teaching us that he's our Jehovah Nisi. He's our Jehovah Jireh. He's the Holy One. He's the Good Shepherd, the Savior, Sovereign Master and King. He's Abba Father. He's Daddy God. He's Jehovah Rapha, the God that healeth thee. He's the healer of your soul. He's the healer of the nations. He's the healer of every known and hidden thing, every infirmity, that he is the healer. He is the Rose of Sharon. That's what Jesus is for us. So as we bring our cares to God, and we can know that we know that we know that he's going to do just what he said. See, God can't lie. Man lies all the time. Each and every one of us lie about something, and we have to go to God and ask him for forgiveness. Some people lie by saying they don't lie. I've heard people say, I never tell a lie. Well, if God has graced you with that, I hear you. But whether you're lying on your taxes, whether you're lying when you get stopped by the cops for that speeding, or whether you're lying on your brothers and your sisters at work, or whether you're being an advocate or an agent of the lie, meaning that you're listening while your brothers and sisters are defaming and slandering one another. We have to remember that we can't walk around here, as they used to say back in the day, like you're so suchy-muchy, because all of us have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. For he is Alpha and Omega. He is the beginning and the end. He is the first and the last. He is the I am alive forevermore. He is everywhere. For where could you go? Where could you flee his presence? Not heaven, not hell, not the uttermost parts of the sea, not where there's darkness that covers the hiding. You can't get away from God. He's omnipotent. He reigns. He's all-powerful. He knows all things. And don't forget, his word reminds us in Revelations 22:2, I come quickly, rewards, and that he does it according to his work shall it be. We sometimes forget that God is love. We sometimes forget that we're to pray to God about everything and in everything, for he's your doctor, he's your lawyer, he's your mother, he's your father, he's your sister, he's your brother, he's your friend, he's the King of Kings, he's the Lord of Lords. We serve a God that can be to us every and anything we need. So when your heart is overwhelmed, go to the rock that can teach you how to pray, that can teach you how to praise him, that can teach you how to seek him, that can teach you how to worship and adore him, that can teach you how to cherish him, that can teach you how to surrender and yield to him, that can teach you how to be a walking, living epistle for him, that can teach you how to honor him and how to honor others, that can teach you how to glorify him and magnify him, that can teach you how to stand when all has been done, you still stand there for again, that can teach you how to share the unadulterated gospel of Jesus Christ, that can teach you how to walk in patience and loving kindness, that can teach you how to truly hunger and thirst after his holiness and righteousness. God wants to teach us how to walk in faith. God wants to teach us how to truly repent for sins of omission and commission. God wants to truly teach us how to close the doors to the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life. God wants to truly teach us how to walk in the manifestation of the words of wisdom that he can give us, the words of knowledge that he can give us, the words of prophecy that he gives, the healing interpretation of the tongues that he can give, the walking and working in the miraculous of God, the discerning of spirits, speaking in those diverse tongues and languages of all nations and all people. God wants to teach us that. But we have to remember, there's sometimes some dead things, some dry places in our lives. And we have to remember what God said in his word. Can these dry bones live? And when we let him know, God, thou knowest, we can remember that, yes, not only can those dead and dry bones in our lives live, but the God is the God of the living water. He can put power and water and life and his all-consuming fire in every area of our lives. Minister Sheila was talking about finances earlier. God can resurrect our finances. God can resurrect those marriages that are having problems. God can resurrect those relationships that are having problems. God can show us how not to tolerate and be a part of prejudice and discrimination in a way that will give him all the glory. God is a resurrecting God. He can resurrect our praise. He can resurrect our fear and our reverence for him for real. God can show us how to worship him in spirit and in truth. God can show us how to speak and decree and declare a thing according to the power in the name of Jesus, the power and the authority in the name of Jesus. What are those things that needs to be resurrected in your life? What are the things that need to be obliterated and annihilated in your life that's trying to hinder you? Those forces of the devil, those things from Hades that will never return again. Because why? Because Jesus' name is powerful. For the enemy that you see today, you will see no more. Why? Because you've put on the whole armor of God, his loins of truth, the breastplate of righteousness. You've put on the feet that are shod in the preparation of the gospel of Jesus Christ. You've put on the shield of faith. You've got the helmet of salvation on. You are walking with the sword of the Spirit and prayer and supplication. You remember that God's word say, blessed be the Lord, my rock, my king, my firm strength, who teaches my hands to war and my fingers to fight, my steadfast love and my fortress and my high tower, my deliverer, my shield, he in whom I trust and take refuge, who subdues the enemies and any type of people or situations that would try to subdue you. God subdues them. He makes you the head and not the tail. He makes you above and not beneath. Our God, our all-consuming fire God, our eternal and everlasting God, I speak healing in the lives of God's people today. I speak joy unspeakable into the lives of God's people today. I speak peace that surpasses all understanding in the lives of God's people today. I speak unity in the lives of God's people today. In the power and the authority that he has given me through the name of Jesus, through the engrafting of being his daughter, I speak it to be so, and so it is. According to God's authority, according to the authority that he's commissioned within me. For I thank God for the power and the authority in Jesus' name. And I thank God that it is, and it is so. Why? Because God said there is no name above the name of Jesus. And when we speak according to the name of Jesus, it is so, and so it is. And that's all I have on today. You all stay blessed and you stay encouraged. You stay healed, you stay delivered, and you stay set free. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. And once again, I say have faith in God. Minister Sheila, if you could give us the announcements and close us out.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, and I thank you. I want to thank each and everyone for listening to the word this morning, to listen and to understand, and to take in the knowledge and the understanding, and to take it to your heart, your body, your soul, through your mind, to always remember there's never a day you can go past that you should not be without saying, God, thank you. You can't thank him enough because he has given you another day. So many have not had today. So don't never think it's all you. It's all me. Because it wouldn't be no you nor me if it wasn't for the God, the Father, and his only and gracious and merciful Son, Christ Lord Jesus. I want to thank you for listening to us today with Apostle-elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser and myself, Minister Sheila Kaiser, on every Sunday morning at 9:30 Central Standard Time, a.m., and 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time with Let's Talk. And I want you to listen to us every Monday night with Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright, along with myself, Minister Sheila Kaiser, and Apostle-elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, and along with Minister Brendan Kaiser, with Iron Sharpen Iron at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And to understand is the word and the knowledge that is brought forth to us. And on Friday night with Elder Kathy Kendall and God Still Heals at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time and 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with the program of knowledge and understanding. I just want to say, Lord, I thank you for today. I thank you for another day, Lord, that you have blessed us all to be here, and yet we still need more understanding, more knowledge, more thoughts, more love. Your angels, Lord, send us your guardian angels to help us understand. It's not me. It's all because of you. Thank you, and thank you, and thank you. And until next time, I just want to say, always remember, there's not enough in you is not enough in you to go through a day and don't say, God, I thank you. Thank you and thank you and have a blessed day. Bye.
Bye-bye. And before we go off the air, I just want to say don't forget to pray for Minister Sheila as she requested. And don't forget to pray for those that you know and those that you don't know as she had requested earlier. Remember, we're praying for each other as we praise God. So don't forget our foundation of scripture, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all those things shall be added unto you. So stay blessed and stay encouraged. Bye-bye.